Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tax Day. April 15th, right here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, April the 15th, tax day, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I can see you because it's
the blinds down.
The lights are flashing off the top of your head.
That helps.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, and it's kind of reflecting, I should say, reflecting off your skull. So, we have a national day today?
National Laundry Day.
Oh, okay.
National Remember the Titanic Day.
Okay. Did Titanic go down on this day?
Probably
did.
I think it was the 14th.
Oh, okay.
But it was 11:40 at night, so.
All right. So it sunk.
So it sunk on the 15th.
Okay.
Cool. Today.
All right. Laundry Day and Remember the Titanic Day. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 86, and then cools down tomorrow with a high near around 78, but all these days are going to be sunny. Sunny through next Monday. Highs in the, you know, high 70s, low 80s at night. Oh, hovering around the 50-degree mark, 50, 51, like that. So it's going to be another beautiful week, and I think spring is here. There are a lot of things happening. People are going out, and there more and more stuff are happening. So that's what the weather looks like, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, great people, the Kinney family, third generation of Kinneys working on that, working there. They really treat their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, tax day. Let's talk a little bit about tax day. I don't mind paying taxes. To me, it's kind of patriotic. Got it? I mean, it is. You're paying your, you know, it's when you pay a lot and this money is being wasted as we're seeing in the government. And it's not just being wasted in something like, well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, we're talking about trillions of dollars are being wasted. Now I have a problem with that. So if my money was being spent wisely, and I don't care, Planned Parenthood, pro-life, the military, the infrastructure, you know, if it was being spent like it was originally intended, maintaining the border, maintaining the military, and having just a super infrastructure. Bridges, roads, airports, all this kind of stuff. I go, yeah. But we're spending money on things like circumcisions in Africa. I'm still trying to get over that when I keep bringing it up. Spending millions on that. Spending millions on seeing if you can make a rat into a transgender type and what effect it has if you give them these drugs and all that. I mean, come on. I think the bottom line is for people is we don't, you know, people will pay taxes because that's part of it. Even though the burden on taxes, especially for a small business owner, you get, you know, 20% here and then you build your business up. You know, over the years, and then when you get ready to sell it, I mean, you've been paying taxes all these years, and then when you get ready to sell it, no matter what your business is, then you get hit with capital gains tax because you've worked so hard to build your business, and you build it from nothing, and then you sell it for $1 million. Boom! Capital gains tax on that. Because there's other people. Did you know that 1% of the people in the United States pay 40% of the taxes? 1%.
1%. That's
pays 40% of the taxes. And our tax, you know, our tax regulations and laws are so difficult that, I mean, you've got to be somebody that works with this all the time. If you've got a business, you've got to go to somebody. This is all they do is study these tax laws and figure out what they mean this year. And, you know, the days of you doing your own taxes, unless you were, you know, when I was on active duty, I could do my taxes. It was simple. I had a house, mortgage, and that was it, you know. And then you put in your, you know, you put in your W-2s and all this, and then you, you could do your taxes. I'm just not sure you could do that simple anymore. Americans believe about only 4 in 10 believe their federal income taxes are fair. More than 60% think their tax burden is too high. Two-thirds of the poll participants, 66% of the poll participants said they lack confidence that the federal government spends their money wisely. You think? And then, like I said, 1%, the top 1%, and this is 2022, paid more than 40% of the federal income taxes. Small businesses pay out about 20% of the revenue in federal income taxes. Other federal, state, and local taxes are also piled on top of that, as we know. So, and what do we have to show for that? Do we have an infrastructure that's, you know, the roads are good? No. Do we have, well, at least now we're starting to have a secure border. Is our military up to snuff? Well, no, but, you know, they're working at it to try and get, you know, how about putting ships that we've tied up to the pier because we don't have enough sailors? How about getting enough sailors so we can put all of our ships out there? Trump inherited two wars that should have never happened. So hopefully that he'll be able to do something about that. But this new multi-trillion-dollar budget plan includes tax cuts and reductions in government spending. A major part of the bill would extend Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Council of Economic Advisors found that gross wages and take-home pay for median income households will increase under the legislation. So, and if they could cut back on trillions of dollars on spending, on wasteful spending, on spending they have no idea why they're doing, that's good. And today, taxpayers should demand, my friends, that the government spend our dollars wisely, like you do at home, like you do in your business. You don't go out and just waste. And let's just say thousands of dollars, you know, in your type of income, on things that you don't need to do. We should, you know, the government should spend our money as wisely as we do. Well, maybe not in the bot house, but as wisely as Ben does and as, Rick and Pam and Rick and Lori, you know, those people that spend the money wisely. So, that's the only thing I want. I don't mind paying my taxes. It's really the thing that we do as part of being a part of this wonderful nation. But let's not just take the money and waste it. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at coolaprilnights.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action. World champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, they still have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Yeah, you might want to jump on those federal ones right away. Last night at Woody's, they hosted the Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Group, that has their annual fundraiser during the Reading Rodeo. And this year they're sold out totally, and there's a wait list. And this is going to be on May the 16th. I think it's Friday. Yeah, May 16th. 14th, yeah, May 16th at the Elks Club. But they're sold out. However, there is a wait list in case you're interested in going to that. But last night over at Woody's, they unveiled the Chicks and Chaps beer lager. It's a light lager. It's tasty. And so they did the fundraiser last night. We got to meet Joan. And Joan's one of our longtime listeners who came on in, and we were so happy to meet Joan. And so, Joan, thank you for listening. Thanks for coming by last night. That was very sweet of you to do. And it's always nice to meet our listeners. And even if it's only one, and it's Joan. So, having people that listen to us, and I said, well, who would you like us to have on? I mean, it's, and she goes, how about Ken Murray? And Ken Murray was like the king of the airwaves back here 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And so, yeah, I just saw Ken the other day. So I'm going to grab Ken and get him on the show. And so kind of a farewell, because I think he's moving here soon. But we'll get Ken Murray on. And speaking of Red Bluff, because of the rodeo this week, starting Friday, the nation's largest three-day rodeo. That's going to start. We're going to have some people on today. If you remember Courtney Kreider, who is in the TV around here, who is now Courtney Denny, she is going to be our guest at 7:30 and just walk through the door with her baby, her little baby boy, who is going to, and we'll talk about that when she comes in here. But down at Red Bluff, they unveiled the Red Rock statue. Red Rock, of course, was a bull that was out 309 times and never ridden. And then they had, Red Rock had retired. They decided to have this thing. John Groundy thought about this, and so it was going to be the Challenge of Champions. Lane Frost, who was the NFR bull riding champion, and Red Rock were going to do the best of five. And the first two, I think the first time out, Red Rock just piled him into the corner. And it took somebody watching Red Rock that talked to Lane and said, you know, and this is a story I heard. Said, you know, before he comes out, he squats down. The bull would literally kind of like lower himself. So it would give him that, and if you weren't watching it, because he did it real slow, that's how smart the bull was. He would come out, and his first jump would usually loosen up the rider, and then his spinning and jump would take him off. So anyway, Lane Frost rode Red Rock 3 out of 5 times. So, but it was a great contest, the contest of champions there. Anyway, so they've unveiled this huge statue down at Red Bluff. So when you go down the Red Bluff Roundup this week, and I hope you do, take a look at that statue. We're going to be going down there today for the media day, and their Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day is down there today. So we'll be down there at the same time. All of the rest of the staff is heading over to the Asphalt Cowboys media day and getting ready for the Reading Rodeo. And see what else. It's coming. Real ID, my friends, they've talked about it. They've put it off. It's, you know, it's oh this, oh that. Well, it's coming on May 7th. Here's what it means. You don't have real ID, you don't fly. You don't get into some federal buildings, you must have real ID. It says that starting Wednesday, May 7th, 2025, TSA says, every air traveler 18 years of age or older will need to have a real ID compliant state-issued driver's license. instruction permit or identification card or other acceptable form of ID to board a U.S. commercial aircraft. You are traveling, young man. And you know what? It took Linda. They had to go back a couple of times. Diane, it took her several times going back because they always there was something else. And if you have a divorce, whoa. Anyway, you've got now, between now.
I'm going this week.
Yeah. Well, in New Jersey, they can't even get, God bless them in New Jersey, they can't even get appointments for it. Their appointments are sold out. So, now, other things you can use is, what form of photo identification will you use to verify your identity the next time you travel by air? And if you don't have that, prepare for delays. And, of course, in California, you get that golden bear on the right top. In Montana, it's a gold star. And they kept pushing it back and pushing it back because of COVID. And this was, it came about in the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks. And they said the federal government must establish standards for driver's license and ID cards. So, they update for DOD-wide installation security policy and is a process of no longer accepting non-compliant marked cards across all its facilities. And then, so what other kinds of, why did it do that? Why did my computer just do that? You know, it's supposed to be my friend. Okay, here you go. Here are other forms of identification that it will accept besides the real ID. U.S. passport, U.S. passport card, of which I have both. I carry the passport card with me, and that proves it. Department of Homeland Security trusted traveler's cards, U.S. Department of Defense ID, including IDs issued to dependents. So I'm double covered here. Linda and I are double covered. Permanent resident card, border crossing card. An acceptable photo ID issued by a federally recognized tribal nation Indian tribe, including enhanced tribal cards. An HSPD-12 PIV card, which I have no idea what that is. Foreign government issued passport. Canadian provincial driver's license or Indian and Northern Affairs Canada card. Transportation worker ID credential. U.S. Merchant Marine Veteran Health Identification Card. I've got one of those. Got one of those too. I can just, you know what, I'll start with that one. And when they say, well, we won't take that one, I'll work my way up to the passport. So that's what, by the way, a weapon permit, like a CC, you know, concealed carry license, that's not acceptable. Just so you know. So there. Children under 18 doesn't require them to provide identification when traveling within the United States. However, if you are going out of the United States, you might check it. So, there you go. So you've got to go get that before it's too late. Because you're going, what, in July?
Yeah, July.
So you've got now until July. I would get it now.
I'm going this week.
And if you have a problem, because, you know, what you said, you know, you've got your birth certificate's from another state, and the one they sent you was laminated, and this state won't take it.
Well, so the one I had,
yeah.
The original copy that I got,
yeah.
From 1981, it was laminated by the state of Ohio with the state of Ohio seal on it. They told me they wouldn't take it because it was laminated. I didn't have it laminated. The state of Ohio did.
Yeah.
So I had to call the state of Ohio, get a new birth certificate, which they sent within like 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Which was really fast.
So you've got that.
Yeah, I have that. And I have all the other forms I need.
What other things do you need? I mean, I haven't done it.
A bill, some kind of bill showing my address.
Okay.
And I forget the other form I had. Some other kind of bill, pay stub.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Well, okay.
I have it already. I just need to go back in now.
All right. Do you make appointments for that, or you just kind of roll on?
So I made an appointment. And they told me that when I have my birth certificate, I can just go back into the appointment line.
Yeah. You know what happens then?
Yeah, they said
Oh, no, I've got it. Yeah. Okay, buddy. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to be joined by Courtney Denny and her newest addition to the family, and we're going to find out what's happening at Red Bluff this week. And then 8 o'clock, we're followed with stock contractors and more. So this is going to be a Red Bluff Roundup, you know, a couple of days this week for that. And in between, we'll be throwing a lot more stuff in. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting the treatment you deserve or that you have earned because of denials or other reasons, and you can't get back to work, Patrick Gorman is a guy you need to talk to. He started his business down in Palo Cedro about 5 years ago, and now he's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. Why? Because he takes care of his clients. He makes sure his clients are taken care of. Work injuries are life-changing for you, your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you to get back to work, but you just can't get the treatment that you deserve and that you rate. So give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to a paralegal or anybody else. You're going to talk to the man himself. And he's a scrapper. He's going to get everything that you rate and that you deserve. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. GormanLaw.com. And I'm here with some of our favorite people. Courtney Denny, who used to be Courtney Kreider, and was on the local TV stations. So good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Carl. So how happy
you
to be here.
Well, let me raise that up after I fought like crazy to get it down. Oh, okay.
There we go. I know, it's always talking with you guys is the kickoff to Roundup Week for me.
There you go. Of course, there were a time you were on Man Up, I think. Weren't you on Man Up?
I was.
Yep. Like one of two women in 2 years that have been on. So tell us... Tell us about Courtney Kreider, and then of course now it's Denny. But how'd you get into the broadcasting business?
Well, I was lucky to start out here at KRCR News Channel 7. So I spent.
But did you go to school or stuff for that, or just?
Yeah. So I got some really good advice while I interned there from, I don't know if you remember, Mark Messer. He was one of the main anchors.
Yeah, vaguely.
So
yeah.
I would intern, go out with the anchors, reporters, ask to shoot. Christina Davies was there at the time, too. We're still close friends. And I'd go with her. But when I was talking to Mark, I was majoring at the time in communications and journalism. And he told me, you know what? My degree is in microbiology. He goes, so go to college for what you're passionate about. You know you want to do news, but you don't necessarily have to have that degree in journalism because it could broaden your specialty and what you report on if you stick to your passions.
Uh-huh.
So I got a minor in communications and journalism, and I got my BA in criminology, actually.
Oh, okay.
So my dad was in the law enforcement academy at the time, and I wanted to be a reporter that also was a voice for those in blue, and that I just kind of felt were sometimes underrepresented in the media. So I got my degree in criminology, and I ended up working very closely with all the municipalities and our Reading Police Department, Reading Fire, Cal Fire, and it came into play in a lot of areas of my reporting.
Okay, so how did you get involved in, and by the way, that, see, everybody remembers Courtney's cute little redhead. It's out there, very active and all that. Well, Courtney is holding Brooks Allen Denny, or as we call him, Bad, of 4 months. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But he is just a cutie. He's got a grip like a six-year-old already
when he
grabs your finger. Okay,
he had his own podcast this morning at 5 a.m.
So how did you get interested in rodeo?
Well, I always loved rodeo. My uncle actually was a bareback rider.
Oh, okay.
And he never was full PRCA and all of that, but we'd go to the small California circuit rodeos with him. And I started working with Red Bluff actually during COVID.
Uh-huh.
I had stopped working at the news station and was kind of looking at where I was going to go, and the old general manager, James Miller, he called mm-hmm. me and said, hey, I got a job for you because we need to put on one of the biggest sporting events in California, and we're still, you know, we're not sure if we're going to get approved. We're not sure how to handle media right now.
Uh-huh.
And so that was my job, was to come in and, you know, be a media liaison in a really interesting time for having a public event, which we ended up getting approved for about 2 days before we actually had the rodeo.
And which one was that?
That was the first we skipped Revluff Roundup in 2020 because we're in April and restrictions came in March. So trying to do the right thing. But then a year later, they still didn't want us to have the Roundup.
Tough.
And so that was 2021. And we worked with the health department and we figured out a way to do it.
And you did it. And it was great. So that's how you started on that.
So now this is my fourth year working with them. And it's just the position's grown. It's great.
Well, okay. So you know what? I'm going to switch you over to another microphone. Come on in. Yeah, just move over one. The other one's got a mind of its own this morning. It keeps going up and down. So we'll try this one. Okay, you're on again. Great. I'm just adjusting other things. Okay, so you started there, and little did you know that when you started at the Red Bluff Roundup, that your life was going to change.
Oh, yeah. And I always said that I would never date one of the athletes. And here I am married to one now.
That's right. So so is when you were there, so you met this young man, who's a fine young man.
Wyatt Denny at the circuit finals.
Wyatt Denny, but he's a bareback rider, so there's something wrong right away.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that's where I think I've always been partial to the bareback riders because of my uncle. And the day I met him, too, I was dealing with some hothead bull rider, and I just thought, oh, this is exactly why I'm never dating one of these guys.
Yeah.
And then here Wyatt comes, all sweet.
So you were dealing with all the competitors there. Are some of them harder to deal with than others?
A little bit, you know. We joke some of them are divas or whatnot, which honestly, everyone in the Western world, you know, is amazing. But
and that's what you know when you hear it's surprising because you know, gosh, almost everyone I've run into has just been really salt of the earth, low key.
We'll try to do security when you're 5'2" behind the bucking chute.
Well, that's a little tough.
And then that's when you realize that you don't make as many friends.
Well, yeah, because, you know, last year, we went into where the media could be in that little triangle area
there,
and they didn't let Linda in because she was wearing her Chicks and Chaps shirt, but it didn't have a collar on it.
Oh, no.
So, they got it fixed,
okay,
but still, it was like, wait a minute.
We had someone come in at, doing a tube top.
But you
can't do that.
Oh, now that was because the day before, I guess, a bunch of, quote, media types from Chico State were there dressed in or undressed in a lot of, and so they kind of like.
You know, we're a broadcasted event on the Cowboy Channel on National TV.
And you're supposed to, well, she had her cowboy hat and all that.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't have
clothing.
So, okay, we're going to take a quick break because something's happened in your life besides this. Okay, so you and Wyatt met, started dating, and fell in love, got married, and now you have Brooks Allen Denny, or as we call him, Bad.
Little Bad Denny.
Is that right? And he's, I mean, look how much you're. It all happened, like, what, within a year or so? Or was it
about
longer
a year
than
and a half.
A year
yeah,
and a half.
I can't believe it.
So. Yeah, I mean, yeah, here's our little Courtney now walking around with a, she's got this, how big is he now?
He's 15 pounds.
15 pounds, and he's a big boy. Mm-hmm. And he's got a tremendous grip, which means he's already practicing to be a bareback rider.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. We're going to talk about something else that's happened in your life, though, which is, you know, which kind of got us all excited. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got a watch repairman, stone cutters. They can design your jewelry for you, help you design a piece of jewelry for you. Tremendous selection of jewelry ranging from estate to Native American, old pawn, all of this at very, very fair prices. And been in the business 30 years and located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. What can you say? Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And this is the only place that Linda and I go for jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We have been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our archives. As soon as the show is over, you can go to archives if you missed a part of it and want to hear something else over. Just go to archives at KCNR1460.com and find our show and you can listen to it. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. It's going to be sunny all the way through next Monday. 86 today, but then it starts cooling off into the high 70s. It goes back to around 80 on Friday, but then back down in the 70s. The lows at night are going to be in the low 50s, low to mid 50s. So it's going to be beautiful out there. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned company out of Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Courtney Denny, who used to be Courtney Kreider, as a lot of people knew her, but married and a mom, and she's got Brooks Allen Denny, that she's carrying 15 pounds of cowboy on her, on her hip. Yeah, he's a cutie. They just unveiled the big statue of Red Rock.
Yeah, it's and over there.
With Lane Frost on top. And I mean, because when you think of Red Rock, you think of Lane, because of the Challenge of Champions. So how big is this thing? I haven't seen it yet. I'll see it today when I go over there.
It's massive. I'm trying to think of the actual dimensions. I should probably know this, but it's a life-size statue.
Okay.
So as big as Red Rock was,
that's how big it is. Wow.
Yeah. And it's about 20 feet up there. It's on a huge mound right outside of the Red Bluff Roundup Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you
can't
have to look up at it.
Yeah, you can't miss it when you're going in there. I can't, you know, I'll go by today and get some photos, even though they've been on Facebook and other places.
Yeah, you got to see it for yourself.
You got to see it for yourself there. And look at him. He is just sitting. He's been here now for almost an hour right now. And he, you know, he hasn't stuck his feet in his mouth or anything. He's just sitting around, looking around, thinking this is great. So we'll get a photo of him. We'll get a photo of him in front of the KCNR so that, you know, 20 years he can come back as, you know, NFR champ and get a photo taken again.
I like that
you
plan.
You like that? Hey, now something big's happened in your life.
Yes, it is.
Can we talk? I mean,
we can. I haven't announced it yet, so you guys are the first.
Besides the baby and the marriage, which is pretty huge, you've got something else big that just happened. Let's talk about it.
Yep. So I will be making my debut with the Cowboy Channel this Sunday of the Red Bluff Roundup. So I will work with Red Bluff through Saturday night, and then Sunday morning I'll work exclusively with the Cowboy Channel. And, yeah, I mean, that's just a dream of mine.
And so if you haven't watched the Cowboy Channel, you need to, because it's a series of, well, it's not just Cowboy Channel. They've also got RFD, and they got the Cowgirl Channel.
Yeah.
And so, and there's millions, literally millions of viewers. In fact, when the guy that founded it passed away suddenly, Teton Ridge, which is a corporation, came in and offered to buy it from the family, and I'm sure they got a good price on it since it is a very successful channel.
And so
what does the Cowboy Channel, though, do? I mean, can you, and for people that haven't, I'll let you explain.
So the Cowboy Channel is basically like ESPN for rodeo contestants. They go on, and it's sports reporting during all of the rodeos. And last year, or 2 years ago, actually, at the NFR, they got a award for actually doing 100 rodeos that year. They tried to cover and broadcast
100 rodeos in 100 days.
100 yeah. rodeos in 100 days so that people could see what rodeos across the country were like. And it was really cool because it gives the cowboys and the cowgirls publicity and helps them promote their name. They're trying to get brand sponsorships. It allows them to critique their rides. And then it's a professional sporting event. You know, it's world standings. And so you have the reporters there that are kind of explaining to people how all the competition's going as well, just like what would happen if you were watching NFL or NBA game on TV. You've got that professional critiquing as well. So it's basically sports reporting in the Western sports world.
But there's more to it than that. They also have the babies being taken. Ruth Nichols just came in, and she wants to hold the baby. But it's also equestrian events. I mean, events and, different types of riding. And so it's not just rodeo. It covers the wide gamut. And between the three channels, they're covering everything from agriculture to women in agriculture to women events.
Yeah, they've got the Ranch Her program
Ranch Her. That's going on. So it's more than just rodeos. But what it does is it gives these rodeos range from New Jersey to Florida, Georgia, Virginia. I mean, just you name it. There's 686 rodeos put on a year.
Yeah.
And Red Bluff Roundup and Reading Rodeo are in that top 60. And so they are always guaranteed a spot on the Cowboy Channel, which millions of people see, and it's live. That's the big thing.
I get to start with Rebluff, and I'll also be reporting for Reading, so I'm super excited.
Are you going to be like the one that's interviewing the contestants?
Typically you interview the go-round winners and stick to that, and then you might find, some kind of human interest story, similar to, I guess, when I was reporting before, but just real fast-paced because there's eight disciplines, and you've got to cover them all.
And I tell you what, I've talked about this before, when you're on nationwide TV and you're running a rodeo, it is timed down to the second.
I mean,
when, the arena director's there with the headset on, and when that last flag leaves the arena at the beginning, within 10 seconds, the first bronc comes out, first bareback bronc comes out. So, I imagine that you've got somebody in your ear telling you.
Yeah, I had to pull out my old earpiece, actually, that I used for the news because they said, hey, live broadcast, you need somebody in your ear because the cues are going to be down to the second. So, and I haven't, been on camera on live broadcast for a little while, so there's no practice run. It's like, all right, you get out there and we're doing it, but
no practice run. Are you kidding? Okay, so we're going to be able to see Courtney Denny. And so are you going to be doing like the West Coast? Are you going to be going all over?
Yes, I'm sticking to the Western circuits right now, pretty much any west of the Rockies because I'm basically starting. They called me and said, hey, we know you had a baby. We really want to bring you on. So, you can start out part time. And so that's what I'll be doing. And so I'll go to Clovis after this. I'll do Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a couple in Idaho, Utah, but staying over here a bit.
Yeah, but you'll still be, okay. And then as you progress on, we're going to see you on down in, where are they at? And they're in Texas now, right?
Yes.
I think Fort Worth or?
Yep, Fort Worth.
We're going to see
Fort Worth, Arlington.
So. Yeah, we're going to see it on camera at Fort Worth.
We would love that.
Sometime. Well, I'm really happy that's worked out for you. I'm really happy, Courtney, because we've known you a long time.
And it's pretty cool to make my debut at Rebluff, too, with my home rodeo.
With your homies.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit Reading. Yeah. So everybody, you know, knows you and loves you here too.
Yeah, catch me at Reading. I was talking to the people at Reading Rodeo. A lot of them were at our dinner Saturday, and yeah. It's great because I have all these extra grandmas for Brooks where they all said they'll take them. So
there you go. Well, thanks a lot, Courtney, for being with us, and congratulations again on your wedding and on Brooks. He's a cutie, and we'll be seeing you today, come to think of it. We'll be seeing you
over
at Red
Bluff
for the, Tough Enough to Wear Pink. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back in with Lloyd Faria, who is a Roundup director from Red Bluff Roundup.
To you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has moved a second aircraft carrier into the waters of the Mideast. It comes ahead of the next round of talks between Iran and the U.S. over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. The discussions are scheduled for this upcoming weekend, Iran's supreme leader describing the initial talks as having gone well. Harvard University choosing to forego more than $2 billion in federal grants and contracts, the money being frozen by the Trump administration.
The funding cuts come after Harvard refused to comply with the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. In a letter to Harvard, the administration called for several actions, including merit-based admissions and hiring policies, and a review of student and faculty views about diversity. Harvard's president said the demands violated the university's First Amendment rights and that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It took the jury less than 1 hour to deliver its verdict, finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty. The brutal 2023 murder of a Maryland woman, a mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
Correspondent George Williams. Cody Ballmer will remain behind bars. 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man charged with attempted murder, arson, and terrorism in the attack on the Pennsylvania governor's mansion. The attack did a lot of damage, but there were no injuries. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 142 points. The Nasdaq better by 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now in financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Fierce sandstorms result in serious breathing problems for thousands across central and southern Iraq.
One official in Mutana province reported to the French news agency at least 700 cases of what he said was suffocation. There were similar accounts from other provinces. In Najaf, a paramedic was seen helping a man gasping for air. Footage online shows areas cloaked in a thick orange haze. There are reports of several regions, including Basra and Najaf, enduring power cuts and the temporary suspension of flights. Sand or dust storms are common in Iraq and getting more so. Iraq's meteorological office blames drought, desertification and declining rainfall.
That's the BBC's Charles Haviland. China's President Xi Jinping says no one wins in a trade war. He's kicked off a diplomatic tour of Southeast Asia with a trip to Vietnam. Xi reiterating what he claims is China's commitment to global trade. News and analysis at townhall.com.
They're in trouble for trying to go to church the wrong way.
German police in Cologne have detained five Frenchmen and a Belgian woman who had tried to climb the city's famous cathedral. Police said Sunday they were informed by the church's private security guards who spotted the young climbers with headlamps on their surveillance cameras in the middle of the night. Police officers in riot gear surrounded the cathedral, and a helicopter hovered over the northern dome until the five climbers were detained inside the tower's stairwell. Keith Peters, Washington.
For the first time in more than 10 years, public school teachers in Chicago have a new contract without a strike or the threat of a walkout. It's a four-year agreement. It includes pay hikes, hiring more teachers, and limiting class size. The union started contract talks last year with more than 700 demands. It's a record for the almost 30,000-member Chicago Teachers Union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR in downtown Redding, on downtown Market Street, with our window on the world with the curtain shut, because when the sun comes through, it will literally singe your skin. So we put that down so we can actually see. So good morning, everybody. Today is tax day. I've already talked about tax day and how I feel about that. It's patriotic to pay your taxes. It's stupid to pay tax money, though, that goes into stupid things. So let's hope that our government finally breaks the code on spending money unwisely. 8:06 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning. Did you surprise you? Hello? Okay, never mind. But did the microphones all stop? Hello? It's okay. And it's National Laundry Day and Laundry Day and, Be Optimistic Day or something like that. So, today, the weather, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. So it's going to be like that. It's going to be sunny all the way through next Monday with highs in the low 80s and lows in the low 50s to mid 50s. Through now, through next Monday, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for rodeo at the Roundup. And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, been there like 30 years, into the third generation of the Kinney family running this business. They treat their customers as friends, maybe even as family. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I've got other payment plans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here today with Red Bluff, with Lloyd Faria, the Roundup Director. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning.
And Ruth Nichols.
Good morning.
Okay, so Ruth, we've known for how long now?
Gosh, a dozen years maybe? Something like that.
Does it seem like, gosh.
I know, just, it's crazy.
You know what? Somebody was talking about something the other day, and we said, no, it couldn't be that. And then we realized it started 17 years ago that we were having this group that we go out with to shoot squeaks up in Alturas. And it started 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe that. And we've watched their kids. Kids are married. They got grandkids. They've got all this. And it's like 17 years. So when you say 12, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I
time
believe
flies.
That. Oh, my gosh, yes. And Ruth, you are the public relations guru for not just Red Bluff, but you have several other rodeos. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
My role with the Roundup is to work with Courtney Kreider, you just had on before us, and to do the news releases, get people to interviews, radio and TV interviews, KRCR and the Chico station, and I do this for about 11 rodeos across the country.
Yeah, so you do this, And this is not easy. I mean, because you've kind of, well, but you've been doing probably like you've been doing here at Red Bluff, so you kind of know the people.
Yeah, you know, you come in, I'm from Nebraska, but when I come to Red Bluff, I am a Red Bluff resident for a week, and it's wonderful. Because I meet great people, and I see a lot of people that I know from years past, and it's like old home week. It's good.
Yeah, and we've seen you at the national finals. We've been going there for 3 years in a row, and we see you down there, and been fortunate enough to get you on the show, and because we broadcast from down there, which, who knows? I know we just thought about that one day. Well, why don't we do our shows from the NFR? And it's worked out real well for us. PRCA has really been nice to us, the president. And his operations officer and other people, it's really worked out. And we love rodeo for a number of reasons, but it's mainly the people run into.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean it's all the same. I mean, it's, you know, it's horses coming out and bulls coming out.
But you
calves
know
calves being roped, calves in breakaway, but it's, you know, it's all the people you meet.
But that's true of everything. I mean, no matter what industry you're in, it's always the people.
You know, when you look at it, and, you know, when we talk about the NFR, and, you know, to me, the backbone of rodeo is the committees. The rodeo committees, who most every one of them is a volunteer. I don't know of any that's a paid group out there. I mean, there may be, but out of 600, I think it's 86 rodeos, PRCA sanctioned rodeos. That didn't count. I don't believe that counts college and high school and all the other things that are going on. 686 sanctioned rodeos. That means there's 686 volunteer committees out there. People like Lloyd and the group out there, you know, JB and all, everybody that puts on the Red Bluff Roundup, which is now
104.
That's right. 104th years.
You know, and that's what I'm paid. I'm contract labor, but that's what, when I show up at Red Bluff or any of my rodeos, I look at the volunteers like Lloyd and the other directors, and I'm like, man, they are out there working for free, putting in thousands of hours. I mean,
literally,
some of them take off their from their real job this week so they can be out at the Tehama District Fairgrounds. And I'm just in awe of the passion they have that they're willing to do that for free.
Well, and we're going to get to Lloyd here. I want to talk to her just a little bit more because we're going to start off with our next one. But, you know, being part of the Reading Rodeo Association now for the last 4 years, you don't realize, you know, when you just go to the rodeo, oh, okay, this is great, I'm really loving it, what it takes to put on a rodeo. And, you know, things like I'm out power washing. We're out doing weeds. We're putting in ADA ramps. And all this is volunteer work. Nobody's getting paid for this. In fact, we got really excited because it said they were doubling our pay this year. So, and you know what? Yeah, how do you double zero? Well, you get double zeros. Okay, yay! But we do get lunch. We get lunch, you know. So we're out, you know, from 8 to noon, and then we have lunch, and then during the week we can sneak out there and spray weeds, you know, paint anything. So, but it's all volunteer. And to me, I don't think that the committees get enough, frankly, recognition.
I agree. I think, you know, they have a passion for it.
Yeah.
When you talk to Lloyd in a minute here, I mean, his passion for rodeo and the sport and the horses and the bulls and his knowledge, I mean, this is what he's done his whole life. He knows, he's forgotten more than I'll ever know about this sport.
Well, he's much more than just your ordinary volunteer.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You know, a lot of us, you know, we love the lifestyle, we love the rodeo, we love our horses, but we're not rodeo people in the sense of contestants, except that 2 times back when I was a second lieutenant at the Camp Pendleton Rodeo in the warm-ups. And I learned that I was never going to get on a bull again. that was 1973. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank, founded in Red Bluff. There's one branch there. Two branches here in Reading and one down in Anderson. Been in the business 18 years. And we do business there. We have our personal and our business accounts at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy. It's like the Cheers of banks. You go in, they know your name. Isn't that cool? And now they are merging with Plumas, another kind of local bank that was started. And I keep saying Gridley, but that's wrong. It's another place. But I'm sorry? You probably know it better than I do. Because I said Gridley for like three times in a row, and I can't get it out of my head. Anyway, but now there's
Quincy.
Quincy, thank you. Quincy, starting Quincy, and now there's 19 branches. And from Reno all the way, and I swear I saw one in Cedarville. I could be wrong. It could have been in Alturas, but I think I saw one in Cedarville. And there's nothing in Cedarville except cattle.
That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, that is. And good people out there. The Cornerstone Community Bank, for more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. And like I said, we're so happy we're doing business there. We'll be right back with Lloyd Faria and Ruth Nichols.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96. You know, you can take that down, you know. I just kind of like that song. Yeah. There you go. 8:19 in the morning here on the 15th. It's tax day. And it's about, 52 right now. And I'm here with the Red Bluff Roundup. And I'm here with Lloyd Faria, who is the Roundup Director. And tell us a little bit about you, Lloyd. I mean, this isn't your first rodeo.
No, sir. I've been in rodeo my whole life, first as a contestant, and then became a pickup man for 30-some years, and just been around rodeo my whole life.
Can we talk about pickup men?
Yes, sir.
Unsung heroes of rodeo. And can you, the pickup men are those two gents, sometimes more, out on the horses with the big shaps, taking getting up next to the riders and letting them get off the horses. And it's a lot more to it than that, though. Excuse me. Can you tell us a little bit about it takes to be a pickup
people
man?
People don't realize how fast things go and how fast things can go wrong if you're not prepared. You know, the greatest thing about it, first of all, as a pickup man, you have to be mounted to do your job very well. And the price of bucking horses, you know, there used to be an old mentality years ago, this horse would really run in and hit a bucking horse. Well, I never wanted my pickup horses to touch a bucking horse. What bucking horses cost today, and if horses are kicking through the flank and what have you, you could break his back. And, you know, my theory when I picked up was the rider was number one, the bucking horse was number two, the horse I was riding was number three, and I was number four. And so my main concern was taking care of the rider and then, of course, the livestock. But there's a lot to it, and the good hands, they shine. You can see them. It's like night and day between the good ones.
Well, you've got to get up next to the horse that's bucking. You've got to get yourself in position so the rider can reach over and grab a hold of you.
Yes.
And you've got to be able to have solid enough in your saddle to hang on to that. At the same time, you're reaching for the saddle bronc, you're reaching for that rope.
For the rein.
Yeah. For the rein right then to try, you know, to prevent them from stepping on it.
But in same token, you don't want to take it away from him. You kind of want him to hand it to you as he comes because he's hanging on that. And if you take it away from him, it messes his balance up too. So it's a timing deal. And the good guys, there used to be a guy by the name of Raymond Lewis. He rode Bronx. He could step off, dally his rein around your saddle horn and give you the rein dallied to your saddle horn. It was amazing.
Now, you worked at the National Finals Rodeo for 4 years.
Yes.
Back in the 90s. And that's kind of the epitome, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, when how does that work? Are you selected by the Cowboys or how does that work?
Top 20 bareback riders and the top 20 bronc riders vote for the pickup men.
Well, that's quite an honor. Did you get like a belt buckle?
Yes.
Okay.
Every year
when
they give you a belt buckle and Dodge at that time, and they'd give you a bonus.
Okay.
A belt buckle.
Oh, wow. So, and so you did that for how long?
30-something years.
Okay. So how did you get involved with the Red Bluff. You moved to Red Bluff, you said, 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
How'd you get involved with Red Bluff Roundup?
Well, I picked up the Roundup for lots of years.
Uh-huh.
And then when Harvey Camacho passed away, Harvey Camacho was the livestock boss there, and when mm-hmm. he passed away, they came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing that. And I kind of put it off for a year and what have you, and they came back to me. And so rodeo's been good to me my whole life, and it was kind of like, yeah, I should do this to give back to what was so great for me, you know, in my lifetime. And so I thought if I could help my hometown and help them, help us produce a better rodeo, well, I need to be a part of that.
So what is the you're one of the Roundup directors, but you're also the one that works with the stock.
Yes.
So what is that exactly for people that, you know, a lot of people listen to the show, and because we are kind of like, you know, rodeo Roundup Center here for the next month. What does that mean when you're the livestock director?
Well, I'm the chairman of the livestock board, and I got a very good board. I got Gary Ramos and Ray Mueller and Mike Growney on our board. And our job is to try to bring the best bucking horses, bulls, and timed event stock to this rodeo to produce. And we want people to walk away and say, wow, what a set of horses, what a set of bulls. And the timed event stock to be good where people can make fast runs and showcase their event, and the same thing in the timed events, the bronc ride and the bareback ride and all the rough stock, is to showcase their event. And if you don't bring the right stock, well, then it's pretty hard for them to showcase their deal. And so our job is to try and maintain that we get the highest quality of stock at the Red Bluff Roundup.
Can you explain how the animal competitor and the human competitor are both judged in the rough stock?
Yes, each judge has got 25 points for the stock and 25 for the rider. And so they combine them, both judges combine them, and that's what their score is. So
if you have you could have a rider that gets a 44, but the stock only gets like a 30.
Well, no, if you get a 44, you know, say you got a 20 horse,
okay,
and then he puts a 20 spur ride on him,
yeah,
then he's 40, and the other guy's the same or close, and then he's an 80 points.
Okay,
we work on trying to get 20 plus marked horses at our events.
Okay,
we try to. Anything that's below a 20, we don't try to bring, because when you look at the whole field, and these cowboys, they know, they can look at the draw and almost tell you first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you know.
Right.
And if they look at that, and if we don't have a quality of horses that kind of even the herd, well, we're going to get a lot of turnouts, and we don't want turnouts.
Right.
And so we try to even the playing field for them to enter and come and have a shot at winning the money.
And that's the thing, is that's where it's so important to pick the right, you know, to have the right contractors that are coming in here with that 20 plus horses and bulls, that because when the competitor sees it, he can go to three or four different rodeos, and if he's looking at a chance of winning, he's going to come here and ride.
Yes.
Just like you said, and a turnout is if they decide they're not going to ride, they just say, okay, I'm not riding.
Yeah.
But you still have to pay for that animal.
We still have to pay the stock contractor for that animal.
Whether he comes. Now, how often, for people out there, how often are the horses bucked and the bulls bucked, say, in a three-day rodeo?
Our rodeo, they only go one time.
One time. And this is important for people to know. It's not like they're bucked every day.
No, sir.
No. They're bucked one time, get their 8 seconds out there.
Yes. These good horses that go to the NFR, they've been bucked 8 to 15 times a year is all. And, but like at our rodeo, we have 7 different stock contractors that come, and every animal is only out one time.
Yeah. You ever seen a fat Have you ever seen a skinny bucking horse?
No, sir. I see stock contractors' kids that are skinny, but their horses and their bulls are fat.
I tell people, they go, well, you know, and I said, look, first of all, you don't know what you're talking about, but next time you look, tell me the first time you see a skinny, any skinny rustock out there. You're not going to see it. No.
No.
Okay, so now what about the timed events? On the stock you have for timed events, is there things you can do with that? Timed events like, the tie down roping, breakaway, steer wrestling, team roping.
We it's hard to get the right herds to come.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have got three of the best timed event suppliers. Jace Honey from Colorado did us an amazing job with the bulldog and steers, and mm-hmm. so we stay with Jace because he has did an amazing job. Steve Simon with our team rope and steers has did a very good job for us, and so we stay with him. And then John McGill brings our calves, our breakaway calves, and our tie down calves, and he's did a phenomenal job with that for us. And so them are the three people that we've been with for here quite a while.
Okay.
And
the competitors know these animals.
Yes.
That's the other thing. Yeah, you can hear him say, yeah, I watched him the other night. And, I know he kind of comes out and dips to his left. It was like they're studying the steers that they're bulldog.
They got lists on them, and they know every one of them. Just like the bronc riders and the bareback riders.
I think I would compare this to the film that pro football and boxers and all this watch of their competitors. They know what's going to happen for the most part.
Exactly. It's their livelihood. That's what they do for a living. So they've got to pay attention to what's what and what the start is of a steer. And if he runs true, if he drops his head, if he lifts his head, if the team roping, if the steer ducks his head, if he moves to the right or to the left. I mean, they know everything of it, and one thing, they all are buddies, and so they all tell each other what they think of, of this steer or this calf or whatever.
Well, I want to talk about that when we come back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've been going to since I moved here in 2007. Founded in 1960, the same location since 67. I've never had a bad haircut there, and it's truly an enjoyable place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop that cuts your hair and then shaves around your ears and your neck. This is a great place, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue. I call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, roll in, get my haircut, high-five everybody, and I'm out. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Lloyd Faria, Roundup Director over at the Red Bluff Roundup.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is having the 31st annual banquet Saturday, April the 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Now, this is a great one. They've got over $35,000 worth of raffle and, you know, types of items. I've been going there for several years, and they have, there isn't a bad gun that they raffle off down there. There isn't. They're all just really top of the line. Plus, hunting trips, photography trips all over the world. You can't believe it unless you've been there. Now, to get tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org. They may have tickets left. Anyway, like I said, Saturday, April the 26th, and it's a great time. I always enjoy being there. And another great time, of course, is the Red Bluff Roundup. And it really kicks the season off as far as I'm concerned, rodeo season. It's going to start this Friday. It's going to be Friday evening at what time? What time? 7:30 on Friday, and then on Saturday, seven on Friday. Ruth, you're taking me down the trail here. And then on Saturday, 2:30, and Sunday, 1:30. So it's going to be a, you know, it's the largest three-day rodeo in the nation. It's the 104th Red Bluff Roundup. Do you want to hop on here? Yeah, we'll just put you here. We'll put you in Linda's seat.
You've got more famous people.
No, I know. I've got to.
You don't need me.
I'm here with Lloyd Faria, who is one of the Roundup directors, but he's in charge of the livestock. And he, you know what? This man has got such a storied career in rodeo, including working in the NFR as the pickup man for 4 years there, selected by the contestants themselves. And one of the things we talked about right before we left was this bond that the cowboys, cowgirls, competitors have in helping each other. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, yes. You take the Bulldoggers, the camaraderie between them is amazing. You watch them guys in all events, but they can be winning the rodeo themselves, and they're in there helping somebody that can beat them. And the same in the rough stock. And anymore, you see a lots of even timed eventers go to the buck and shoots after their events, and they help bronc riders get out, or they pull bull ropes for bull riders. It's just an amazing thing to watch. No other sport or no other competition, you see somebody that's winning it will be helping the next person trying to beat them. And these cowboys are that way. They all help each other to beat their own selves.
Well, I tell you, the steer wrestlers are ones you can really kind of tell, because every time one of them comes off, everybody's high-fiving each other. I mean, they're using the same horses in a lot of cases.
A lot of them use
the same horses. Yeah, because, you know, there's people that just raise horses for these events.
Yes.
And then the competitors will, I guess, will use their horses, and then the owner gets a percentage if they win.
Yes.
On how that works.
There's a few people that just have bulldogging teams that they haul from rodeo to rodeo, and certain people get on their horses.
Now, how many competitors are you having here at the Red Bluff Roundup?
We got 80 in the timed events, all timed events. We have 80, and in the rough stock we have 60.
Okay, but how many people show up for this? I mean, to get selected for, I mean, you've got a lot of people rolling in for, like, you know, for slack and all that kind of stuff.
There's 700 total contestants.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, but you're talking about the ones just at the end there.
Per event. We
per
get
event.
80.
Yeah.
80 so, and all the time.
But you get like 70, you get 700 people showing up. So it's called slack. And that's where everybody tries to get the score good enough to compete for that evening.
Yes. And then it all comes down to the top 36. And so we take 12 of the 36 and put them like in a Friday night perf, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. And you see, so you're seeing the creme de la creme there.
Yes.
And the other ones move on to the next rodeo.
Yes.
And yeah. And these guys are traveling. These guys, girls are. I mean, you look at some of their horse trailers, and because it's got living quarters in them. I mean, you're talking, you know, $400,000-$500,000 worth of trailer rolling down the road, and $300,000 worth of horse.
Plus, the American just got over in Texas.
Yeah.
And them guys will be here for tomorrow morning slack.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, nobody got the million this year.
Nope.
And so they all rolls over to next year. Yeah. Who is this 11-year-old Dulcie?
I think it's Dusky. Dusky Hall?
Dusky. She's 11 years old.
Yeah.
You talk about a phenom. Yeah,
that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
She was in the hunt. And then we had a girl from Santa Maria, Sadie, that went in the breakaway this year. She was up for the million, and she just missed the top four by one. She ended up fifth.
And how old was she?
She's 16 or 17.
Wow. 11, you know what, you know, if I was one of the competitors, I'd go, wait a minute, she only weighs 40 pounds. There's got to be a weight limit up here. You know, you got to put weight, you know, you got to put some lead on that saddle to make it fair. Nah, that'll never happen. Well, great. Okay, Lloyd Faria, Roundup director. He's lived in Red Bluff for about 40 years. This man's made a lifestyle of rodeo, and you can kind of tell that. Was a pickup man, went to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 4 times, selected by the competitors, because that's who they wanted picking them up, was Lloyd. And the cowboy, the horse, your horse, and you was your pecking order there.
Yep. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, it's a pleasure talking with you, and I'm sure it won't be the last one. So, but there's somebody else that walked into our studio. I should say swaggered in. A guy by the name of John Penny, known as the One-Arm Bandit.
That's me.
That's you. And you've been on our show several times here down at the National Finals and everything. John, welcome back to the North State.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being back in Northern California. That's my favorite place in whole California, Red Bluff, Reddings. And, you know, it's way different than everything from Sacramento South.
Oh, we've noticed that, too. In fact, Sacramento South doesn't even, they don't recognize the fact that we have a northern part of California up here. Mm-hmm. As we get beat up all the time on that one. They actually tried to outlaw rodeo down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what happened, though. There was a whole bunch of charro riders, Mexican riders came up, and they realized how many thousands of people. Just kind of like here when they were talking about not giving us an extended lease, how many people love a rodeo and love our rodeos up here. And they quickly learned that. So tell us a little bit about you, John, in case I don't know anybody that wouldn't know you. But
well,
tell us a little bit about you.
There might be a few of them youngsters don't never heard of the One-Armed Bandit. But I come to Redding in 1988 first. And then I end up going to Red Bluff in 92. But my show is called the One-Armed Bandit and Company, and I'm the One-Armed Bandit, and whoever hangs around me is the company. So we have a award-winning show that's been to Red Bluff and Redding many times. They'll lay me off for 4 or 5 years and bring me back. I don't know how many more trips I'll be making out here. I'll be turning 52 years old in Red Bluff on April the 19th. I'll be turned 52.
Well, you're still a kid.
Huh?
You're still a kid.
Well, some people say I look a little older, and I say, well.
Wait a minute, he's 52. Okay, that's it. 52. I was going to say, you've had a hard life, son, sir.
How old
are you going to be?
Well,
give me within five.
It kind of depends on how you look at life. I got killed when I was 20.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
If you can't start all over when you get killed, when can you start all over?
Gotcha. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, you got to.
So I'm very proud to be able to say that I'm 72 April the 19th because a lot of people have not had that pleasure of doing that.
That's true.
And after you get killed once, you don't mind the gray hairs and the wrinkles because you're just glad to see them. Glad you got to see them.
Yeah, you get in front of the mirror and you go, damn, I'm still here. Yeah, so we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the rhythm. Putting on the rhythm.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th. followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here for our last segment on Tax Day, April the 15th. Welcome back. 8:51 in the morning, 60 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week. So just get ready. It's going to be a great week for the Red Bluff Roundup. And that starts Friday at 7 o'clock on Friday, and then runs through the weekend. And here we've got Ruth Nichols, who handles all the media and all this, and making sure everybody shows up where you are. And you've got two, you know, you brought over some great guests today. Lloyd Faria, who is one of the Roundup directors, but handles all the stock, has to choose the stock, and you have to make the right choices. That way you get the cowboys showing up. And like you said, the American Rodeo was over this weekend, where there was a possibility for somebody to win $1 million.
Yes, sir.
There. And in fact, R.C. Landingham, one of our local boys, won $1 million there a couple years ago. And if they didn't win this year, they'd roll it over.
So it's a $2 million.
To $2 million. Wow. And also, John Payne. One-armed bandit who's been doing this, he started in 1988, I believe, right here in Redding.
Yes, sir.
First paid job.
Right.
Even though somehow, and you could follow him by a trail of 16-inch tires that he left because the trailer was a little bit out of alignment.
Right.
Coming in from what, Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. John, you've been the Entertainer of the Year, you've been in all of these things. From the national finals and PRCA and all this. And you are. You're getting up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
In age. But your act is so good. It changes all the time, first of all.
Right.
So what are people going to see out here at the Red Loaf Roundup?
Well, like you said, it changes all the time. It changes from show to show. But here in Red Bluff, I've got some Watusi Cross Longhorn steers that this will be their third rodeo ever. I've been training on these guys their whole life. And some of my animals don't want to be stars, and they die, and they never get to be a star because they just never did get it. But I never gave up on them until they died. So these old steers are 12 and 13 years old, and they're a spectacle to see just come out and run around the arena. Whether they jump on the pickup and up on top of the trailer or not, they're a spectacle to see just standing there in the pen. They got big white horns, and they're red with white down the sides, and they are hooky. And I had to bring a bull with them. He's an Angus cross Watusi, and he's the rock of the group. They do what he does. If it wasn't for him, I don't think it'd happen. So the old bull the other day was doing a show, and the two steers come down the trailer and jumped off and run back the other way, and he looked at the ramp and looked at the side of the trailer, and he just jumped off the top of the trailer and went with them.
Jumped off the top of the
exactly.
trailer?
Exactly, jumped off the top of the trailer and went with them. Never missed a beat. So like I say, anything liable to happen. I've had a few wrecks. I've been in business 38 years, and I've got to bite the dirt off the top of the trailer a few times. It's a dangerous show, and if it wasn't dangerous, nobody'd be wanting to watch it.
It's a great show. It's just a great show.
But when you start off, I was electrocuted, guts blew out, leg burnt, fingers burnt off, and cut arm cut off. Well, falling off the top trailer don't seem like too much compared to that.
I can walk away. Now, on one of your acts, you have a zebra.
Right.
Now, from what I understand, this zebra will pick his traveling companion and his partner out there.
That's right.
And yeah, I mean, you can't just put any horse out there because the zebra's got to pick. He's got to pick it.
You can put any horse out there, but he won't stay in a pen very long.
Yeah.
This zebra, how he picks his partners is I turn him out with about 40 horses, and he'll go out and pick the prettiest horses out there, and he'll put them in a little pile called his harem. They're all geldings, and he's a stud. But he don't know the difference. He's never been around any females. So he picks the prettiest males, and those are his harem. And that's how it all works. When they go up on top of the trailer, he goes up there with them.
Okay. But he's the one that does the selection.
Well, it is. Yeah. He's the boss. Horses are twice his size, but he demands respect and gets it from every horse out there.
Okay. So how many... How many rodeos do you do a year?
Just as many as I can. And I'm like old Liesl Harris. I'll do one more performance than they can pay me for. And, heck, I try to get out of more than I do. I give them other names. And, no, we want you. Well, you're a long ways over there. But, you know, I've been doing this 38 years. I used to do 100 rodeos a year, me and my two kids that with me. 100-year rodeo a year. Hell, we just had money coming in by the truckloads. We was able to spend it all. So I've come to the conclusion, the more money you make, the more you spend, and you always broke about halfway through the winter anyway. So I just try not to work quite as many as I used to, try to slow down, try to have fun, and enjoy what little life I have left.
Well, John, you know, for as long as I've known you, I can't think of anybody that enjoys life more than you.
Well, I go plumb out of my way to have a good time and harass people and BS them and just, you know, I wake up, look in the mirror, and I say, let's go get them. And life is, if you just get killed once, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm seeing what I'm seeing right now. Because God kept me alive and has not let me get killed again, and which I should have been killed 5 or 6 times more. I'm a little wild, a little dangerous. I can't help it. whoever made me put me this way, and I'm just living life to the fullest every day.
That's, you know, that's the way to go. You know, you don't know what you're going to be tomorrow.
Something
so
I
let's
have
live it today.
Something I have learned in the last few years is to treat everybody really nice. And you don't know what they're going through in their life. And you might be the last strand of hope they got left before they fall off the cliff. So have patience with everybody. Don't take things too serious. And if you can help somebody, help them. And if they don't help you back, well, forget it. I loaned a guy some money. I knew I'd never get back. The phone rang right after I did that. And a rodeo right down the road, 2 miles, was wanting to pay me $5,000 to come down and do two performances. And things will happen. Everything happens for a reason. There are so many things that had to come into play for me to be where I'm at. And I'm going to let the Lord take care of that for the rest of my life.
Well, John, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And Lloyd, it's, you know, getting to, you know, we know each other, but getting to know you better out here and let people know what you're doing. And Ruth, always.
Yes.
It's always great. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Shasta County Sheriff's Department's on, and then Thursday we're going to have more rodeo roundup stuff because it's starting this weekend, and there's still tickets for Friday and Sunday. Saturday sold out, but there's still tickets available for Friday and Sunday. So just go to redbluffroundup.com.
Yes.
I think that's it. All right, can't wait to see you this weekend, John. And Lloyd, thank you very much for being with us. And, hey, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.